Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Today is the 30th day in the month of September 2025. It's the last day in the month of September. It's the only day left in this month. And we can only but ascribe all glory, honor, and adoration to the King of Glory. Just a few hours to wrap up the month of September. And the Lord has indeed been good and kind to us, and that's why I want to say thank you, Abba. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual written by Father and the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, don't discriminate. Don't discriminate. Our info today is taken from Hymn 24. I want to be like Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Zechariah chapter 11 to chapter 14. And our memory verse is taken from John chapter 7 verse 24, which says, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Our Bible reading is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 1 to 4. 1 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 1 to 4. From verse 1 it reads, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority that may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. May God bless the reading and hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, God loves believers and He loves unbelievers too. In today's Bible reading, we see that He wants all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Just as God can send angels and others to you, He also wants to be able to send you as He sent Philip to the Ethiopian eunuch. He wants you to be the answer to someone's questions and the solution to people's problems. He is looking for people to send like Peter, whom He sent to Cornelius's house to extend the good news to the Gentiles, like we see in Acts chapter 10. When He sends you, I hope you won't refuse the assignment, especially if the person He is sending you to is considered to be a chronic sinner. Nobody is too rotten to be saved. I have always said it, if I were God, I wouldn't have saved Adeboye. I was really rotten and had blasphemed God several times before I gave my life to Christ. However, look at me now. God's grace is enabling me to lead millions of people to Himself. Paul was a terrorist who persecuted Christians. I'm sure that if God had sent some people to preach to him, they would have refused because he could have had them arrested immediately. It took a visitation from Jesus to bring him to his knees, but after that he needed Christians to guide him. First, the Lord told Ananias about him in Acts chapter 9 from verse 1 to 17. I am sure that if God had told some other Christians about Saul at that time, they would have shut down his voice thinking it was Satan trying to push them into trouble. However, Ananias was a true disciple who knew God's voice and was ready to obey him. He didn't discriminate against Paul, despite his sinful past. Barnabas also didn't discriminate against Paul. While other believers were scared of associating with Paul, Barnabas went to Tarsus to find him and bring him to Antioch, where they taught other people, like we see in Acts chapter 11 from verse 25 to 26. The man who had formerly thrown believers in prison began to win souls for Christ. Beloved, God can save anyone. No one is too far gone to be saved. He saved believers like Ananias, whom he can send to those who have lived rough and reckless lives. He seeks disciples like Barnabas who will look for such people and guide them in doing God's assignment for their lives. Don't discriminate against anyone. Rather, help them get to know Christ more. Today's Open Heaven comes to the key point that says no one is too far gone to be saved by Christ. No one is too far gone to be saved by Christ. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.priestpalashready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.priestpalashready.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. I wanted to stay grateful throughout today, like be in the mood of worship, appreciate God throughout today, and also do not forget to win a soul to the Lord today. Till you hear my voice again, have a blessed day. Bye-bye.